beyond talking about its absolute musical qualities, I don't believe we can really come up with a, cogent or coherent extra musical function for this piece, at least not one with which we could all agree. Now, please, let's compare the experience of that Mozart with the fourth movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, a movement we've talked about before and must now resurrect for a few more minutes. What is this movement all about, and how explicit is its programmatic content, if indeed it is programmatic? Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, fourth movement, 1808. Now, we've talked about this Beethoven movement before, and we discussed the fact that this music is explicable only as a description. Is there a theme, a coherent melodic theme? Is there variation? Is there development? Is there contrast? No. It's an imaginary soundtrack, the beginning of a summer thunderstorm. We hear the distant rumbling of thunder. We feel the initial pitter-pout of the first drizzles. Then we hear this downpour. We hear thunder and lightning. The whole meteorological nine yards. This music is infinitely more programmatic than the Mozart Einarkleine Nacht music. However, this Beethoven is also a greater metaphorical statement dealing with the nature of storm in its grandest context. I would read to you Hector Berlioz's assessment of this movement, and I quote Berlioz, "I despair of trying to give an idea of this prodigious piece. You have to hear it to conceive the degree of truth and sublimity musical painting can reach in the hands of a man like Beethoven. This is no longer rain and wind. It is an appalling cataclysm, the great flood, the end of the world," unquote. Now, Berlioz attributes to this music metaphor, program music as metaphor. It becomes ultimately a symbolic, allegorical event, not a real storm. So let us compare the degree of programmatic specificity of the Beethoven to the following piece of music, again, a theme we have already heard and will hear again later in this examination of concert overture. I would play for you the Tchaikovsky Romeo and Juliet love theme of 1869. And again, what I want to know is, compared to the Beethoven, how specific, how explicit is the programmatic content here? I would remind you what this theme is about. It's about pure, panting melodrama, the lust, the love between our star-crossed lovers. It has a rather specific programmatic meaning, then. This is not a very general statement. It's specifically about two people named Romeo and Juliet, their feelings, and indeed how their feelings will ultimately lead to their demise. Listen to this and realize, and up front I'm spilling the beans, realize that this is quite explicit as to who it's about and what it's about, as opposed to the Beethoven, which was more general and metaphorical.